This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Kip Allen. The Reformation would not have taken place in the same manner if it were not for the man who wrote 95 Theses in protest of papal indulgences and other decrees by the papacy. Martin Luther died February the 18th, 1546, in Eisleben, Saxony. Dr. Luther had been ill for several years, but managed to travel to see his family just a few weeks before his death. He even delivered a sermon just 2 days before he was stricken with chest pains on February the 17th, and he prayed to the Heavenly Father using Psalm chapter 31, verse 5. He died just a few hours later in the early morning hours of February the 18th. According to Project Wittenberg, an online work that began at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, USA, the sermon for the funeral of Dr. Luther was preached by Johann Bugenhagen Pomeranus, a doctor and pastor at the churches at Wittenberg. In the sermon, Dr. Pomeranus began quoting Paul, the holy apostle, in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
We do not want to hold back, dear brothers, concerning those who are asleep, so that you may not be sorrowful as the others who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus has died and is risen, even so, God will bring those with him who have fallen asleep through Jesus.
An emotional Johann Pomeranus went on,
Dear friends, I am now supposed to preach a sermon at the funeral of our dearly beloved father, blessed Dr. Martin, and gladly do so. But what shall I say and how shall I speak, since I probably will not be able to utter a word because of my tears? And who shall comfort you if I, your pastor and preacher, cannot speak? Where can I turn from you? I will, no doubt, cause more crying and mourning with my sermon. For how should we not all mourn heartily, since God has sent us this sorrow and has taken from us the noble and dear man, the venerable Dr. Martin Luther? Through him, God has also triumphed gloriously over the kingdom of Satan and against so much shameful idolatry and human ordinance, indeed, as Paul says, against the devil's teachings throughout the world, and has revealed to us in the gospel the sublime, great, heavenly secret, his dear Son Jesus Christ, as Paul also says in Ephesians and Colossians. Through him, our dear Father, Christ has defended his gospel against the grievous pope and various rabble and tyrants, indeed against all the portals of hell.
Pastor Pomeranus went on to say,
Our dear father, Dr. Martin Luther, has now attained what he often desired. And if he were to return to us again now, he would reprimand our mourning and faint-heartedness with the word of Christ from John 16. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I go to the Father, and you would not begrudge me this eternal rest and joy. Christ has conquered death for us. Why then are we afraid? The death of the body is for us a beginning of life eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord, who has become for us a noble, precious sacrifice.
Near the end of the sermon being preached at the funeral of Dr. Martin Luther in 1546, according to text translated by Kurt K. Hendel and archived at the Beck Library at Emory University, Dr. Pomeranus stated,
Petition God our Heavenly Father through Christ, that we remain in the blessed, pure teaching concerning faith, and be protected through Christ from the rabble and tyrants and against all the portals of hell. Protect your poor Christendom, Lord Christ, that it may praise you eternally. Help us, God our Savior, and rescue us for the honor of your name, and have mercy on our sins for the sake of your holy name. Preserve in your church faithful and good preachers. Give them power and strength through the Holy Spirit, as Psalm 68 says. The Lord gives the word with large numbers of evangelists.
Dr. Martin Luther was buried beneath the pulpit of the Castle Church at Wittenberg.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.